Hello and a warm welcome to the EPO's Talk Innovation podcast. I'm Edward Cook, a patent examiner at the EPO. Recently, I had the pleasure to host the first in a new series of EPO live talks entitled Inspiring Inventors. In each episode of this series, we will introduce an inventor, discuss the story behind their invention, and allow you, our audience, to learn from their experiences of bringing their invention out of the lab and into the market. This podcast episode is a recording of the first live talk in which I was joined by the Italian physicist Marco Donolato, who developed a low-cost, easy-to-use device to diagnose infectious diseases such as dengue fever, Zika, or COVID-19 from a single drop of blood. Marco is a fascinating inventor who, as you will find out, has spent time in numerous locations around Europe and brought lessons learned from multiple cultures into his invention. Now, please join me in listening to Marco's insights again.
You've gone on this journey of discovery, basically, where you started out in Italy and moved around Europe and then developed this great, important breakthrough in the detection of infectious diseases. And what I mentioned was that some of the audience may already know a little bit about your invention because you were a finalist in the European Inventor Award 2021. I explained this is an award which the European Patent Office has every year, and it celebrates the creativity of people like you. So what I would like to do now, Marco, if it's okay with you, is maybe go back to the moment you found out you were nominated as a finalist. How did you feel about that?
Of course, I was very surprised. I, of course, didn't expect it, but on the same time, so I was very excited. I mean, it was an interesting recognition for, let's say, all the work me and my team has been going through the last years, especially with my co-founder. So it was actually very exciting. It was a very exciting experience for us.
And did it make you maybe look at your invention in a different light after you got the nomination?
Yeah, somehow, yes. I think it was very fun and interesting to, you know, going through the whole process. You know, it was a very intense life and work experience for me and for our team. And especially, I think it was exciting to see how much it meant for all the people working and going through this journey to see this recognition and to see, you know, how what we are working on is meaningful and it's interesting. And was also a challenge and interesting to, you know, to explain and to transmit this to the general public and to, you know, explain it in a single in simple words what we have been doing and what our technology is about.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned the explanation, because we actually have a video now which we can show, which sort of captures your invention in a nutshell. So let's have a look at that.
This is the story of my invention. Together, we started to develop Virotrack cartridge, which is the core product of BlueSense right now. We realized the huge potential this technology could have in diagnosing different diseases. When you present this technology to investor and investor are asked to believe in a bunch of young researchers with a brilliant idea, a patent is really something that gives them confidence. In 5 years, we have been developing from zero the technology and the product, which is now composed by two main elements. The reader, which is called Bluebox, because it's based on the same technology of Blu-ray players, and the cartridge, which are called Virotrack. Each cartridge contains the reagent for a single blood test. The product is now in the market and is used for the diagnosis of dengue fever, and is now routinely used in several hospitals in Asia. In just a few years, our team has developed a powerful technology, providing healthcare professionals with a high-quality performance device, which assures fast and accurate results from a single drop of blood.
Yeah, it's a great story, Marco, and it's a fascinating journey we could actually visualize there as you went around Europe. And as we saw, your test takes a single drop of blood, and from that drop of blood, you can detect infectious diseases such as dengue fever, as mentioned in the video. But if I understand correctly, also COVID-19 and diseases like that. So I'm sure, given that's topical domain at the moment that this will generate some questions from our audience. Now, something that struck me when I was watching the video as an electronic engineer is you seem to have taken two very diverse domains and combined them together. You took the Blu-ray player part and then you integrated with blood analysis. So I was just wondering, how did you have this idea? Is that, was it difficult to come up with something like that?
I mean, as many ideas comes from a combination of experience, travels, and you know, like really work experience I've been going through. So let's say the overall story and the overall invention, let's say, is at least from my side, is born around this novel technique on using magnetic nanoparticles for detection of different analytes in blood. And then I've been starting working with one of my co-founders that together with his research group based here in Denmark, they were working on using a DVD and Blu-ray player for, let's say, some kind of diagnostics. And somehow we combined our own ideas and we started this journey together and to create what the platform that is now in the market together with the company we have been co-founding together that is called BlueSense Diagnostics.
Okay, so I understand that you have this idea with your co-founder and, you know, it's a germ, it's basically a seed in your mind, if you like, and you have to get it to a point where you can, you're happy with the proof of concept, for example. So maybe you can talk us through that. Is that a difficult process to get to?
Yeah, I mean, it was a process made of a very different step. First of all, was very much a team effort. In the sense that we really had to demonstrate to ourselves and also how the technology would working, you know, build the prototype, convince people around us, and also build a team around it. Because of course, it's a kind of complex technology, and you need the very different personalities, very different type of engineers, biochemists, people with different expertise to be put it together. So when you say it was challenging, yes, it was a long journey, as every technology you need really to pass through different steps, but definitely was fun.
And a lot of communication, I imagine, involved in sharing ideas and understanding each other's ideas.
Absolutely, yes, definitely. And also we built a very multicultural team. So it was also a challenge in itself, but also, of course, a great asset we have had, you know, where we could bring a lot of different ideas in our team.
Yes, you could see that through the journey you went through Europe, you can imagine you were involved with many different cultures and affected by many different ideas from people. So I guess one thing that our audience would be very interested in and probably will generate quite a few questions is the next phase, if you like, in this journey. And that would be what we call moving from the lab to the market. This is where a lot of inventors have issues. It's a really difficult stage to negotiate from what we understand. So you talked about a group there. Did you have to learn business skills, for example, to go to this phase? Or did you somehow have to have people you could reach out to? Or how did you get from this, make this jump, if you like?
I mean, of course, we learned a lot by doing, in a way. I mean, we have been lucky enough to have trust from a lot of people around us. And in a very early phase of, you know, establishing our company and, you know, going towards building our technology out of academia, we have had some industrial partner that, you know, helped us to grow quite fast. And of course, we had the foundings to make it. So for us, at least, it was very instrumental to have some initial grants where we could, you know, still work in academia and then learn how to build, you know, learn how to build a company and learn how to, you know, to transfer our technology on the market. I have to say that, of course, the first phase of, you know, building a prototype and, you know, demonstrating the technology is what scientists and we are better in. Of course, the next phase of scaling up manufacturing and bring the technology, you know, all the way to the market has been really challenging and where we had to grow and learn more, but somehow we got there.
Okay, so it's really a team effort to make that jump from outside academia, if you like, to something that's commercially viable and something that a company would be interested in. And I guess also you probably have some input on this as well. Where you're based may also have an input. So being in Denmark may have different challenges to being in another location, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Denmark has been a very fertile country for us because, of course, we have been very much supported by the different institutions. But of course, as many countries, has pros and cons when building a company and starting a team. So that's. But definitely, we have been lucky to start our journey from here.
Okay, so obviously part of this journey involves intellectual property, and the European Patent Academy here at the European Patent Office has set up this Inspiring Inventors series with the idea of facilitating sharing knowledge and also to promote and foster innovation. And one way of doing this is, of course, obtaining a patent. We have those two facets to a patent where once a patent is published, it's made available to the public, so therefore the knowledge is shared. And then, of course, inventors like yourself get protection, which promotes innovation and encourages people like you to make that jump from the lab to the market, if you like. So obviously, patents play an important part. So the question for me then would be, at what point did you decide to go down that route to protect your invention, to go for a patent?
I mean, let's say together with my co-founders, we had a very clear in mind. We wanted to bring this technology out there. And of course, for us, it's been, a first solid milestone, to protect our technology, and has been a very important building block for the company, when we had to go out to raise fundings and to gain trust. Having a patent is really something that that is a kind of more tangible asset, because of course in the beginning people have to believe in the team and in your ideas. So for us was a really important step that has been very valued in the last years.
Yes, I can imagine that having something tangible like a patent that has been examined and is shown to be novel and inventive is something that a company can grasp and understand maybe even more than the technology behind the invention. So it's probably a good building block.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So we heard in the overview of your invention that your product is routinely used in hospitals in Asia, that it can help identify dengue fever. So in summary, I would say not only are you a fantastic scientist, but also you've made a product here which can really have a positive impact on the health of millions of people's lives. So then if we look forward to what the next steps for you are, and maybe for the next steps for your BlueSense Diagnostics, What are your plans in the future, if you can share them with us?
Yes, I mean, for us, of course, as every diagnostic companies, the last year has been very much disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. So also our company and our business plan has been changed a lot according to that. Let's say, we started somehow 6 years ago in our small laboratory here outside Copenhagen. The company has been growing and been, let's say, de-risking and demonstrating the technology. Now for us, the next step is also to, get a lot more tests out there, but also find a strong commercial and industrial partner. And, maybe bring this technology, together with bigger partner. Of course, as a startup, as still a small company, is difficult to make an impact on a large scale. And we hope, collaborating with larger entities, that this technology can make even a bigger impact out there.
Okay, so reaching out to bigger companies and trying to grow your company that way. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, it's fascinating to hear how it all started in Europe, went around Europe, your whole idea, and now it's having a global impact. So that's really a truly successful story. So before we move to the Q&A session, which will be next, Marco, and we invite, of course, all the audience on the social media channels to put in their questions, I wonder, could you give some advice to the budding inventors out there who are starting their journey just like you completed your journey, what key messages would you send to them?
I mean, this is a kind of complex question to answer. Of course, for who is somehow in a similar situation in academia or is developing an idea or a different technology, I mean, is surely a big learning is to focus really on your idea and to build a solid team and have a strong passion for it. And I mean, the rest and the bricks to build the right story and the right path will come after. Will come after that. Then I would say for us and for me it was personally very important to, you know, transmit the motivation and the passion to the team, because of course, you know, we are building a complex technology. It's called a kind of deep technology ventures, what we are doing. And, you know, there is a lot of up and down, and it's very important to engage the team. I think for me, you know, the some of the most rewarding moment where, you know, we had recently, I had one of our employees that worked in one of a very challenging project, and you know, she told me how, you know, was engaging for her and how was even though it was a big effort, how much this effort to make her growing. And I think you know, growing yourself and make people like that work with you growing together with you, I think it's very instrumental to, you know, to grow really the business. So this is very important to think, because I think a lot of founders, you know, maybe sometimes lack some humility you know, this is very important. And also it's very important to have around people that know more than you and can guide you and that's done this before. At least that for us was very instrumental. And I mean, somehow give it all and enjoy the ride for who is starting this path, and it's fun to try, and I think there is a big need in Europe of new technology and new ideas out there. So
yeah, so you have to nurture the idea and also nurture the team behind the idea as
well. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Marco. It's been really a real pleasure for me to talk to you today. I'm sure it's also been really interesting for the audience. So thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be with us. And of course, we wish you all the best in your future endeavors with BlueSense Diagnostics as well as your own journey.
If you enjoyed this episode and you want to know when the next episode of Talk Innovation comes out, then why not hit the subscribe button? Once again, thanks for listening. We look forward to welcoming you next time on Talk Innovation, the EPO podcast.